The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday, February the 5th, 2013. We're well into the new year now. In fact, I don't even know if you call it the new year anymore. Mel Zelenik is with us.
Great
to have you here.
Paul.
Yeah, I'll still say Happy New Year to you,
Happy New Year.
You know, last time you were on in January, right after we celebrated New Year, and you had five New Year's resolutions on how we can save money. You had a whole lot more, but we ran out of time. So we're going to pick up today where we left off last time.
Yeah, and if we run out of time, we can warn our affiliates.
But you wanted to go ahead and recap quickly the first five that we
Correct.
Did.
Correct. Number one was make a concerted effort to change your bad consumer habits. This is just changing a lifestyle or mindset that you have. It's very easy to save money. A penny saved is better than a penny earned
That's
because
right.
it's tax-free.
That's right.
It's just a mindset that people have that they don't want to take the time or energy to try and save money.
Well, one way you can save money is stop buying on impulse, right?
That's one of the very best ways.
Stop buying on impulse. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number two.
Pay off credit card debt forever, then use it only as a convenience.
Okay.
The average credit card debt for the household is over $15,000.
That's the average people are carrying on the credit card?
That's correct. And the average rate is 15 to 18%. And it would take you, if you make the minimum payments of $385 a month in this situation, it would take you, I think you recall, over 30 years to pay that debt off.
Okay.
So if you make minimum payments, and this is a fairly substantial minimum payment, so only use credit cards as a convenience.
Okay.
If you can't use them as a convenience, if you can't pay them off within 20 to 30 days, whatever
don't
the requirement is, don't use them at all.
Yeah. Okay.
Number three, try to always have options in the marketplace. Before, for example, I suggest that even you talk with a seller, have some viable options. And an easy way to do that anymore is just compare web prices with a local dealership or a local seller and ask them to match or come close to matching what you can get on the internet.
And most local people will do that.
They may do that, or if they can't, they'll come fairly close to it.
And if they come fairly close, it's always better to buy locally.
I agree with you totally. And
okay.
if you don't ask, the answer is no.
Right. If you don't ask, you don't know.
The next one, be informed consumer and spend an hour or so a week visiting consumer websites, going to the library, and so forth. If you did that, that hour will save you tens of thousands of dollars
I know that's true.
Easily over
I know
a
that's
lifetime.
True. Okay. Was that the five?
No, consider low-fee mutual funds. Vanguard is one of my favorites. There are others that are equally as good, and you could buy those directly. And number six is a new one, and this is one we talk about a lot, but avoid financial planners unless you have a fiduciary relationship with them. Fiduciary is just simply a big term for saying that they absolutely have your best interest in mind, and they've signed a statement to that effect. And these are fee-only financial planners. Be cautious of anybody who's making any money on you other than directly from you as a fee-only planner with a fiduciary relationship with you. That tip and the credit card tip alone will save you tens of thousands of dollars easily over a lifetime.
Okay.
Number seven, check your credit rating at least once a year, and you could check it up to three times a year.
Yeah.
My favorite website here is annualcreditreport.com.
Now, if you find a problem with your credit rating, what do you do?
Well, you can contest it, and they're obligated to go to check with the creditor and verify that information is correct. And there's a little bit more to it. You can write a rebuttal, for example, if they agree with the other side, and that rebuttal must stay in your credit file. It's called the Fair Credit Reporting Act, 1970 was when it was passed, and it's still applicable. There have been revisions to it, but that's the basic law. Number 8, always check the total cost of an item when comparing prices. Be aware of being nickeled and dimed to death. This happens a lot on the internet
and it does with the airlines. You really have to check the what everything is going to cost when you fly on a particular airline. Mm-hmm. Are you going to have to pay for the second bag or for the first bag? Are you going to pay for an assigned seat? Are you going to pay for the food? Well, now, most airlines, unless you're flying international, you're going to pay for food or first class.
Yeah. There are other things, too. When you check the fare, make sure they're including all taxes and fees, for example. And some of the airlines don't do that on their websites.
I thought it was a law now that they had
Well, they'll include it, but it's hard. It's not easy to see. Delta, for example, included it all the time in the rate. Unfortunately, at least the last time I checked, which was fairly recent, Frontier does not. I mean, they've got it on their website, but you have to scrutinize it.
United did not in the past. About a year ago, they started including all taxes, but not fees. The taxes, but the fees are extra because of what they say. Well, they can't include them because they don't know what you're going to buy extra.
Yeah.
Okay?
Number 9, live a healthy lifestyle. Unfortunately, 26% of us nationwide are obese, according to USA Today article.
But you know what I read the other day, Mel?
Yeah.
Yes, we are obese. But now a new study came out. You know, there's a new study with everything. A new study came out that actually people who are just a little bit overweight, not obese, but a little bit overweight, live longer than people who are the ideal weight.
Oh, really?
Now that's what I read last week.
That's absolutely shocking to me.
It is. Yeah. And chocolate's good for you, too.
Yeah, and we tend to go along with studies that support our feelings
as well. Right. So if you're just a little bit overweight... That's what I read in the paper, and I think it was in USA Today a couple of weeks ago. Coffee's good for you, too. Coffee is not good for you.
It is, and I like coffee, so I'm going to support that study as well.
And chocolate? 2 glasses of wine a day?
My wife will love the chocolate one.
As long as it's dark chocolate, 70% cocoa. It has to have at least 70% cocoa. Then it's good for you.
Well, let me Google it, and I'll find a
study. All right, we're almost out of time. You got all these resolutions?
The last one is my favorite. Understand that quality time with your family and friends is far more important than stuff.
Yeah.
Make that quality time with your loved ones your highest priority.
You know, in my AARP magazine that I read, you probably get it too.
Yeah.
That was one of their suggestions.
I don't know where I got it, actually.
For good health. We're out of time, but if you want more information on any of this, you can contact Mel at...
cruise@centurytel.net.
All right, Mel, thank you so much for coming by. Consumer tips, consumer and travel tips and money saving all the way around.
See you next month. Thanks,
Paul. All right. Tomorrow, Todd Davidson, Maples Rep Theater, will be with us. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director today is Amy Simons, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.